Both readers and journalists are reeling as The Listener, North and South, Metro and a host of other iconic New Zealand magazines were shut down yesterday. The parent company Bauer claimed the COVID-19 lockdown has stopped magazine production and put the business in an untenable position. The 88-year-old New Zealand Woman's Weekly is one of the magazines also closing. Jean Topp, the 89-year-old mother of entertainers The Topp Twins, has been buying the magazine since she was a teenager. She told our reporter Susan Strongman why she rarely missed an issue.
The first job I had, and I had the money in my pocket to go and buy a magazine to read, because I boarded at the YWCA building in Queen Street, Auckland, when I was working. And, you know, you sort of get a little bit of time on your own, and so reading the Woman's Weekly was good for me.
After marrying a farmer and having kids, she took a liking to the knitting patterns in the Woman's Weekly.
They were just so good, and they were just something to read and easy reading, and you could put them down, pick them up at any time. And I kept most of them. A few have disappeared because I just had so many that my husband said, we'll have to get out of the house, Jean, if you don't get one of those weeklies. It was quite a great business to be able to buy them whenever I wanted them. But the patterns, the knitting patterns, were absolutely great.
Women's Weekly also kept Mrs. Topp up to date with the royal family.
I love reading about them because I like nice clothes, and I sort of wanted to see how they were dressed and what the Queen was in and what colour she is. When I think every colour in this world would suit our Queen at the moment. Really, she could wear anything. It's just wonderful.
And later on, Mrs. Topp's children were often featured in the magazine, as one of the twins, Dame Jules, explains.
You know, it's an interesting carry-on from, you know, mum, you know, as a teenager, picking it up to read, and then later in life, you know, picking the magazine up and us being on the front of the cover.
Yes, yes.
That's kind of a cool, you know, transition, you know, from the early days right through till now.
Jean Topp, who's currently isolating in the Kaipara with her daughter Jules, bought the magazine right up to the last issue.
Mum would buy it, yeah. Mum still buys it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I just buy it at the shop whenever I see a very, very interesting article in it, and I'll take it home and read it from the front to the back. Yeah. Most enjoyable. I've thoroughly enjoyed having it to read, we'll miss it.
Former Women's Weekly editor Wendell Nissen says that for many New Zealand women like Mrs. Topp, the magazine was a lifeline.
Traditionally, in New Zealand before the 90s, it was the Women's Weekly, and it was really a magazine that was just for women. Women went to that magazine for advice, for information. It ran stories about politics, you know, so it was a really useful magazine. Still is. Still was.
Ms. Nissen said many Women's Weekly readers were avid letter writers.
The letter bag was huge at the Weekly, every week. And we had regular things like, of course, over the teacups where people could share stories. And in the older days, of course, before my time, you'd be paid per letter, or you'd be paid for sending in short stories. We'd have competitions. It was a way of women they had a friend in the Weekly.
Ms. Nissen said the magazine was a weekly source of joy for many older women, and it is a huge loss. For Morning Report, call Susan Strongman aho.
Well, yesterday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern disputed the company, saying the lockdown had killed its business, saying Bauer were in trouble before the lockdown measures were in place. Around 300 people have been made redundant by the publisher's decision to close. And Morning Report was due to speak with one of those employees, but they've pulled out of the interview due to a directive by Bauer that all media requests go through their communications team.